on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
While this song was being recorded by the Ohio Players, someone across the river was getting murdered, and you could hear a scream in it while they were recording. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember that on your WLIT days?
I was never on WLIT.
No, I know. What station were you on?
I was on WCLR.
Oh, that's right.
And WFYR.
Oh, that's right.
And WCFL. We could spend the rest of the segment just talking about places. No, I mean, I played the music from that era, but I never heard.
Yeah, look that up. It's
that
an urban
story
legend.
About the love roller coaster.
Yeah.
1975, everybody.
It was a very good year.
Coming up, we've got Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah. Boogie Shoes, baby.
Those were the days.
They were the days. I'll tell you that. And great clothes, too, with the big collars.
Hey, have you ever done this? Bob Surratt and I have done this, and we've done this on TV also. We former DJs see if we can still talk up the intro of a song. You know, where you talk on the instrumental part of the beginning of a song till they start singing to see if we still have our DJ chops.
I never did that because I worked at an AOR station, Classic Rock, at the Loop. And, you know, the people listening did not want you talking over the intro of a Zeppelin tune.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I remember listening to Bob Surratt doing a very good job when he did hit the post.
Right.
And you're very good at it.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, I practice in the car all the time. In case I ever get called back.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Never know how this business goes. I could be schlepping around Ohio Player songs again someday.
Maybe, and maybe you'll win a James Beard Award. Because you love to cook.
I do love to cook. It was a completely different perspective on the red carpet at the James Beard Awards last night since I've been doing the cooking segment now. Because, you know, I better appreciate the incredibly hard work that restaurateurs and the chefs put in. Not that I didn't appreciate them before. But, you know, I just cook for a few minutes on TV every week, and it kills me every week. But these poor people, I mean, they have a passion for it, a passion and a love. And we had several Chicago restaurants that were up for awards last night. We got two of the major awards last night, and they include DeMar. It was DeMar Brown from the restaurant called Virtue, which is a Southern-style restaurant in Hyde Park. He won Best Emerging Chef in the country, a huge award, and also for the Best Chef in the Great Lakes region, in our region. Tim Flores and his wife, Ginny Kwan, won that award for their restaurant in Wicker Park called Kasama, which serves Filipino food, but, you know, like snacks and pastries and classic old school Filipino food. And talked with them on the red carpet a little bit, got a little bit of their acceptance speeches. Take a listen.
So lucky to be a part of it. We're glad to be here. We're standing in the same room as all of our heroes.
I'd like to thank my husband, Tim. We've pretty much been together every minute of every day for the last 8 years. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's been...
To my fellow nominees and my category, I uniquely admire each of you. To all the nominees this evening, it was simply an honor to be named next to all of you. To my team who stands beside me daily, I wish that each of you were standing beside me now because we achieved this together.
On this red carpet, would you give anything to have a certain food right now just as a way of comforting your nerves? Maybe a little bit?
I can go for a hot dog. That's kind of like, for sure. A little Chicago-style hot dog.
Beef,
yeah. Yeah, see, even though they're cooking the most fancy food in the world, when it comes down to it, they want a hot dog, they want an Italian beef sandwich, just like all the rest of us.
The classics, that's right.
Yeah. So congrats to them. We've got the full list of all the winners of all these fancy schmancy restaurants around the country. Even though places like Obliques did not win last night, and Sepia, they are phenomenal restaurants. You know, we should try to support these restaurants. You know, they made it through the pandemic. and survived. So I say, you know, get out there once in a while and support these restaurants and all the hard work that not only the owners and the chefs are doing, but the wait staff, the people back in the kitchen doing all the hard work and all that. Let's, let's support people.
It's a lot of work, that's for sure. Yeah. It's Wendy Snyder here sitting in for Bob Surratt again this morning, and we're talking to Dean Richards. How'd the Little Mermaid do overseas, Dean?
It's kind of bombing overseas. It did pretty well here in the United States and in North America, about $186 million domestically. In China, though, which normally turns in huge box office amounts, only $4 million in China. It's getting trash there. Same thing in South Korea. The audience reviews and even editorials in the newspaper have been trashing Little Mermaid because of Disney's decision to cast a black actress in the role of Ariel, despite very positive reviews for the actress that performs the role, Halle Bailey. One editorial is calling it forced inclusion of minorities in classic films. They're saying, you know, the mermaid in the animated version of Little Mermaid was not black, therefore the live action version should not be that way. Didn't even occur to me one way or the other. Halle Bailey was so good in this role and just a bright light and so charming in the film, but overseas it's not playing at all and people are not going to see the film, interestingly.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did I hear news that Taylor Swift and her boyfriend broke up?
Yes, you did. They've
So a new song will be coming out?
I'm just going to have to come back to Soldier Field and sing a new song. Taylor Swift, she broke up with, who can even keep track?
Matt Healy, is that him? Matty Healy?
That's the current guy. But Matty Healy started dating her just briefly, like maybe 6 weeks ago or something, when she broke up with some other guy.
Joe Alwyn?
Look at you.
I'm just, like, I would know. I looked this up.
Look at you, Tammy Tabloid, with all the names and details. Yes, but he, Taylor and this Matty Healy guy just had a brief romance. Taylor said that they were never that serious in the first place, but they are not with each other now. And apparently a picture came up yesterday of the boyfriend, this Matty guy, kissing another guy. Whatever. It's their business. But that could definitely put a little crimp in a dating relationship.
I guess, yeah, if you're kissing someone else, for sure.
Yeah.
But she has a new record coming out?
She does have, yes. That's a new, you know, she's re-recording her albums. And she has got a new version of her Speak Now album, just announced, going to be coming out on July the 7th.
All right, Kevin Costner, it's nice to know he's a man of the people. He has mortgaged his own house. Why?
Because he wants to make a movie.
Look at him.
I sort of love this little bit, that, it's hard to get funding in Hollywood. And Kevin Costner wasn't going to let that get in his way of making a brand new movie. So he put up some of his very own property for this to the tune of $50 million of his own money to make this new project called Horizon, an American Saga. And he co-wrote the story. He's going to be in it. It's actually going to be four movies that take place before and after the Civil War. This is not the first time that he's done it. But the most famous time was when he made Dances with Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
For which he won an Oscar for Best Director and Best Picture. And, you know, he's kind of the driving force behind Yellowstone and all the spinoff shows behind Yellowstone. So Kevin Costner's got a really good sense of what works and what doesn't work. And he's willing to put his money where his very own money where his mouth is.
That means more, totally.
Yeah, I respect that because normally they have to wait for somebody else to fund these projects.
Yeah. Jennifer Hudson has a son how old?
Well, he's just graduated from grade school, so, you know, for eighth grade. So what would that make him, like 12, 13 years old, something like that? And, you know, plenty of people have their kids graduating. But little David, I call him little David because I feel like his uncle when Jennifer would come to the station to be interviewed, or we would go to her toy drive or, you know, whatever. Little David was always there. And, you know, I'm the guy that when you have a little kid, I'm going to try to make them laugh at a really inappropriate time. Sometimes I'm going to make funny faces at them, and they get this devilish smile on their face, and they make funny faces, and I'm making funny faces, and, you know, it's all good until the police step in. But little David has been coming here to WGN really kind of since he was born.
Yeah.
We're showing some footage this morning of little Dave just sitting on Jennifer's lap while she's interviewing, we're interviewing her. And she posted pictures of David's graduation. He's taller than her. He's a grown-up young man. And we couldn't be happier for David, not so little anymore, and Jennifer. She pretty much raised him by herself. So congrats to all involved.
She's a good girl.
Yep.
All right. And finally, you talked to someone, a celebrity.
Yeah, David Ortega is actually, that is the father of Jennifer Hudson's.
It's all coming together.
Anthony Ramos, of course. Anthony Ramos, who starred in the original production of Hamilton on Broadway. He starred in The Heights, both on Broadway and in the motion pictures. Really talented young actor. And now he is taking on a new kind of role in the new version of Transformers that's coming out later this week. Transformers Rise of the Beast. I was in New York this past weekend, and we talked with Anthony about, hopping aboard this incredibly popular franchise. Anthony, what does it mean to you to be, part of this monster train that's going down the track?
monster train. I've been taking trains my whole life.
Hey.
Ain't nothing. It's another ride on the L train for me. You know, it's like, you know, it's a blessing, man. I feel grateful. I'm happy that I get to do this movie with Dom. We've known each other for a while, and we grew up in similar neighborhoods in Brooklyn, New York. And, so for us to bring that flavor to this movie together and then, and have all these new characters. And I've been a fan since I was a kid. Beast Wars is one of my favorite shows growing up. Like, I had the toys. Like, I watched all the movies. So, it's a blessing.
Yeah, he was with Dominique Wilkins, who co-stars with him in the film, and comes out on Friday. I'll give you the review on that then.
Can't wait. Talk to you tomorrow, Dean.
See ya.